This is the final week of this series of sermons called God's Game Night. Each week we've been diving into a word that either describes how our relationship with the Lord God should work, or something about our relationship with God that we are granted. This week we're going to talk about the power of the Holy Spirit within us. In the New Testament, the Greek word, the New Testament was penned in Greek. The Greek word dunamis is listed over 120 times, and 80 of those times it is meant to describe the power of the Holy Spirit. Dunamis. We have power. We've been given power. If you've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you have been granted dunamis. So I have a question for you. We were talking about this actually in our staff meeting this week about what it would be like to have a superpower. What if we had some sort of supernatural power available to us? What it would be that we would want? Would we want the ability to fly like Superman? Would we want invisibility? Would we want super hearing or super strength or mind reading or to be able to tell the future? Or what would it be? What would you want to have if you had a superpower? Just think about it for a minute. Anybody want to share? Telekinesis, the power to move objects. What else you got? To fly. Jeffrey wants to fly like Superman. Yeah. It's called your wife, Rick. DoorDash. Who said DoorDash? Yeah, he said DoorDash. Yeah, that's amazing. You need a cell phone or a credit card. That's all you need. We were in our staff meeting talking about superpowers, and here's my superpower that I wish I had, and you'll be like, oh, you are so lame. If I could have a superpower, it would be to be able to just speed read. Is anybody a slow reader? Yeah, I knew you would raise your hand. Nige, you read slowly? It takes me like 7.5 months to read just a skinny little novel. I am the worst, and people turn pages as they're reading like this. What? I'm like going back and forth, rereading the same paragraph over and over. My superpower would be the ability to just read at an accelerated rate. Just imagine how much smarter I would be if I actually read a book every now and then. But the ability to have a superpower. Oh, just think of the things you could do. Oh, the places you would fly to. Oh, the objects you would move, Gage. Oh, the dinners you would make just at the snap of your finger. What could you accomplish if you had a superpower? What would you, more importantly, want to do to benefit yourself, perhaps, with your superpower, or perhaps others? But it's fun to fantasize and think about things like that. But I want to tell you this. You already have a superpower living within you. If you have your word, I want to share a verse of scripture from the 8th chapter of the book of Romans. The Apostle Paul is talking about dunamis power. He's talking about the most powerful force in the world. And before I read this passage of scripture, I want to take you to an Easter moment first. It's Sunday morning. All hope is lost. Because 2 days earlier, the Lord Jesus Christ was crucified on a cross. The world went dark. All hope was gone. But it's Sunday morning, the first Easter Sunday. The ground began to shake. And then the tomb was rolled away. And the Lord Jesus Christ, who was dead, was now alive. Oh, he wasn't sleeping. He wasn't in a slumber. He was dead. They had murdered our Savior. And he lay dead from Friday until Sunday. But then, because of a power, the ground shook, and what was dead became alive. The Lord Jesus Christ, dead, now alive forevermore. And he walked out of that tomb. Amen? Now listen what the Apostle Paul has to say about this. In Romans chapter 8, verse 11. You ready for this? Believers of the Lord Jesus Christ, you think maybe you don't have a superpower? Oh, you have one. Verse 11 says this, and if the Spirit of Him who raised Jesus from the dead is living in you, He who raised Christ from the dead will also give life in your mortal bodies because of His Spirit who lives in you. The same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is alive in each of the believers of the Lord Jesus Christ. You have dunamis, church. You have the power of the Lord God Almighty inside of you. The greatest power that the world has ever known. The mysterious power of the Holy Spirit of God. And to be honest, I don't know how this works, because in my humanness, I can't wrap my mind around this. I can't wrap my mind around, first of all, why the Spirit of God would want to take up residence inside of me, because I know me, Nathan. I'm kind of a mess. But I am so thankful that the Spirit of God, the moment I surrendered and confessed that Jesus is my Lord, decided to invade my essence and my being and my soul and to become a part of me. I don't understand why he would want to do that, but I am thankful that he did. Amen, church? We can have an amen type of day. It's okay. He had the desire to do that, and I celebrate that every day, but I still don't understand how it works. Because in this temporal existence of mine, I have to kind of measure things in a tangible way. I know that Guffy's here because he made me get on my calves to hug him. But I don't know how the Holy Spirit of God indwells inside of Guffy and of me at the same time. I don't know how this works, but I believe it. I know that I feel it and I sense it. He becomes part of me. Is he part of my DNA? Is he conjoined with my spirit and my soul? How is he inside of me? Or is that just romantic poetry? No, it is literal. He has taken up residence inside of this cold, dark heart of mine. And that same power, the power of the Holy Spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, is available to me and available to you. I have dunamis. I have power. I have the power of the Lord God Almighty within me. And now, yeah, Jeffrey, I can fly. And I can do anything inside of the will of God because I have supernaturally been infused with the Lord God Almighty. When Jesus said to his disciples, when he was telling them in the upper room, that they had been with him for 3 years and he's trying to prepare them that he's going to leave. Oh, could you imagine their broken hearts? But he says to them, he says, it is better for you that I leave, because if I don't leave, the Holy Spirit of God cannot come upon you. They couldn't have understood that. But Jesus could only in his humanness be in one place at one time. Could only relate to one person or a group of people at one time. But through the power of the Holy Spirit of God, we can relate with God and to God 24 hours a day, the entirety of our existence. We can literally be with God because we have the power, we have the dunamis within us. We are supernaturally charged and changed, church. Somebody say amen. Amen, because this transforms our existence. I don't know about you, but I don't want to just exist. I want to live. I don't want to just survive. I want to thrive. I don't want to just be casual. I want to be committed because I have the power of the Lord Jesus Christ at my disposal, and I don't want to waste that. I don't want to step on that. I want to utilize that, not for my own benefit, but for His. I want to tell you a story from the third chapter of the book of Acts. And I'll just tell you the story. It's one of my favorite story in God's Word. You talk about tapping in to the dunamis. Because, listen, we think of the apostles as these supernatural heroes of our faith. They were just bros and broettes. They were just normal people. But they were infused with the same power that you've been infused with. They had dunamis, and so do you. They are ordinary, average people. And one of these ordinary bros was named Peter. And shortly after Jesus' death and His ascension into heaven, the Holy Spirit of God came upon the believers, infusing them with dunamis. Peter was just a fisherman. He's just a regular person. He and John, another disciple, were on their way to worship the Lord God at the temple. And they're walking along and they go through the gate called Beautiful, and there is a man there that has been paralyzed, unable to walk since the entire life, never had walked before, laying there on a mat every day, positioned at the gate called Beautiful, where people would come into the temple to worship the Lord God, and the only means he had to survive was the kindness and generosity of others while he begged for money. And here comes Peter and John, filled with dunamis. Brother Steve, they have the same power within them as you have. Brother Chris, they had nothing more than you have. They had dunamis. They had the power of the Holy Spirit. And Peter and John are walking. And they walk past this beggar. And this is a man that, no doubt, Peter and John had walked past hundreds of times. If they walked past him once, a dozen, 100 times. But this time was different. Because now Peter is filled with dunamis. I love this story, church. Here's what happens. The man is begging. And Peter and John walk right up to him. And you just could imagine that the beggar never really just makes eye contact. He's just asking for money, and he's just hoping that somebody will put something near his way. And Peter walks right up to him, and the beggar's not looking at him. And Peter, first of all, says, "Look at us." And then he makes contact. I wonder in this moment if he could see the power of dunamis staring back at him. And he says to the beggar, he says, "Silver or gold I do not have to give you, but what I have I do give you. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk." And he extends his hand. And he pulls the beggar to his feet. I wonder what it would have felt like, Levi. I wonder what it would have felt like. That muscle and tissue and sinew and bone that were broken or had never worked ever. What it would feel like in an instant that was healed. What would that feel like? The sensation of that. The man that had never walked. You got to learn how to crawl before you walk. You got to learn to walk before you run. You got to run before you can dance. In an instant, he did all of those things. He got up, and the Bible says this. He ran. He danced. He did the moonwalk. Michael Jackson didn't invent the moonwalk. This man at the temple gate called Beautiful, moonwalked all across the colonnade. I'm paraphrasing. But he had never walked before. Could you imagine this moment? Tapping into the power and the resource of dunamis. The same power that is in each one of us caused a lame beggar to walk who had never walked before. And he was old. He was 40. Truth hurts sometimes. You have within you the ability to tap in the greatest power source that has ever existed. The power of the Holy Spirit is within each one of you. You have the power to break free from the bondage of your sinful nature. You have the power to defeat depression, anxiety, doubt, worry. The power is within you to lay down addictive things. You have the power to progress into holy things, to say less of me and more of you. The power is within you. But here's the really neat thing that's hiding in plain sight in this story, and I'm going to circle back to this in a minute. You see, the dunamis power isn't given to you because you're all that. Oh, I think the world of you, but the power is not within you for your benefit. You see, it's there to benefit others. If you also have your scripture, you can turn with me to this morning's passage. It's the first 9 verses of the book of Acts. Brother Luke is writing the book of Acts. And he describes something that Jesus did and Jesus said. And we get a glimpse not only into the power, the dunamis, but we get a glimpse into the purpose of dunamis, which is even more important. You have your word, you can stand, you can close your eyes, you can pray while I read. Just remember this, these are not Pastor Steve's words, they're not even the words of Brother Luke. These are the words of the Lord God Almighty. Starting with verse 1 of chapter 1 of the book of Acts. In my former book, Theophilus, I wrote all that Jesus began to do and to teach until the day he was taken up into heaven, after giving instructions through the Holy Spirit to the apostles he had chosen. After his suffering, he presented himself to them. It gave many convincing proofs that he was alive. Amen. We worship a risen Savior. Amen, church? He appeared to them over a period of 40 days and spoke about the kingdom of God. On one occasion, while he was eating with them, he gave them this command: do not leave Jerusalem, but wait for the gift. Praise God for this gift. But wait for the gift my Father promised, which you have heard me speak about. For John baptized with water, but in a few days you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. Dunamis is coming. Then they gathered around him and asked him, Lord, are you at this time going to restore the kingdom to Israel? They still didn't understand. Listen at this. He said to them, it's not for you to know the times or days the Father has set by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. After he said this, he was taken up before their very eyes, and a cloud hid them from their sight. Praise be to God for the reading of his word. Go to Jerusalem, stay there, and wait. Because the greatest power that the world has ever known is about to come upon you. The power of dunamis, the Holy Spirit of God, is about to come upon these believers of the Lord Jesus Christ. Did you notice what Jesus says? He talks about the power the Holy Spirit is about to come on them. But there's a purpose for that power. You see, it wasn't for them. Although, aren't you thankful for the power and the leading, the correction and the convicting and the comforting of the Holy Spirit of God, the great comforter? Aren't you thankful that you have the Holy Spirit within you? But the power, the dunamis, has purpose beyond just enhancing your own existence. That purpose was given. Did you catch what Jesus said? Because when that power comes upon you, you will then be able to be my witness. See, you can't tell anybody about me unless you have the power of the Holy Spirit of God within you. And then, and only then, will you be able to be my witness, an effective witness, to go to Jerusalem, to Judea, to Samaria. In other words, where you are, you tell others about Jesus, and then from there you go outward and you tell more people about Jesus. And it's only because you have dunamis power can you do that as an effective witness. You can't, you see, Morgan, you can't effectively tell somebody about the Lord Jesus Christ unless you know the Lord Jesus Christ. That's how it works. Unless you have that power, your mission is powerless. You see, dunamis isn't just for you. It's for them. That's why you've been given the greatest power. Oh, I want to fly. I want to fly. That would be great. I want to be able to mind read. I want to be able to read a book faster than 7.5 months. I want all those things. But the greatest thing that I want is when I go out there, I want to be powerful in my witness of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I can because I have dunamis with me. Now let's circle back to Peter, and then I'm going to have Alicia come with her team. You think Peter healed that lame man because Peter wanted to prove that he was an apostle? That he was all that? Do you think he even healed that young man, that older 40-year-old man? Because, well, he just felt compassion upon him. You know what happened? When the crowd that was there saw that man that they had seen every day of their life, that had never walked, all of a sudden, because of the power of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, walk, they believed. They gathered around Peter, and Peter was able to explain to them about the gift of salvation through the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thousands of people in a single day became Christ followers because one believer, infused with dunamis, tapped into that power. And that same power, the power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, the same power that caused a lame man to walk, is within us, church. We're infused supernaturally. I'm going to say amen in a few moments, and I'm going to send you out. I want you to go in power. I want you to go with dunamis because you've been infused. And it's the greatest thing you could have ever been given. But it's not because you're all that, and it's not for you. It's for them. And if you don't go in power, you tell me who will. You get to use what God has given you to make heaven more crowded. I can't imagine a better thing. Amen? Sister Alicia? There's a day coming, church, where we all stand before the throne. Faultless is my prayer for us, that God will see not us and our sin, but He'll see the Lord Jesus Christ, who we've committed our lives to. But until then, church, the same power that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is within each one of us. So, go, not in your power, go in dunamis, the power of the Holy Spirit of God, because there's a dying world waiting to be rescued. They are powerless, but you are powerful. You've been infused with dunamis. Church, you are sent.